This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Yeah, I got something in my eye. I don't know what happened. You know, I think the dust that came off the microphone, I don't know. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, I really want you... You know, as part of the conversation, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. If you head up to the website, I'll wait. Go ahead. TheRealSide.com. But you head up to the website, and I want you to get involved you can sign up for the email blast. You can sign up for text alerts, and that's easy. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right, or you know, sign up for our news blast every week through email. If you don't like that, you can always stop. You stop anytime you want to. It ain't that hard. Anybody know what today is? Anybody? Come on. You have to. Somebody has to know. That's right. Oh, stop it. It ain't that bad. Joe Mazzini, your host. It is Friday the 13th. I don't get it. I don't get why people get wigged out by these things. You know, I mean, I'm not a superstitious person. But I guess it's a big deal. A bigger deal than I would have thought it was. Right? But there's some really crazy... And again, I'll get to the political side. Sonya Schmidt's going to join us after the break. But I thought I'd have some fun with this. Matter of fact, the beauty is the article that I found about Friday the 13th. There's a picture of Nancy Pelosi in it. What do you think that says? I don't know. I'm just guessing. And, you know, the history, I bet you many of you don't know. You probably, I don't know. Let's make the other. Right? This is the second, this should be a shock. This is the second Friday the 13th in 2020. Right? And no less than one day each year on the calendar, it's what's considered an unlucky date. 44% of Americans can consider themselves to be a tad suspicious. Maybe you particularly, you know, you avoid walking on the ladders. Anybody avoid walking on the ladders? Yeah, no, not me. I could care less. If it gets me there fast enough, I'm going. All right? If you see a black cat in your way, do you walk around? Because I could care less. The Friday the 13th have been around for generations of fears anyway. Something that goes back to the days of Christ, right? And on the crucifixion. But I don't even know how that ties together. Some of them say that, you know, it's all about the 12 months in the calendar year, or 12 gods of Olympus, and 12 is the number of completeness. So 13 is kind of like the odd number in. The Code of Hammurabi, one of the oldest legal codes written, it reportedly left out a 13th law. The absent was probably clerical, they say, but some think it was, you know, hooky stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? In Christian beliefs, 13 guests are said to have attended the Last Supper. Judas, remember him? Remember Judas? He was a disciple who betrayed Jesus. He might have been the 13th one. Bad luck, bad number for him, anyway, right? Why Friday? Jesus was crucified on a Friday. So for those of you who are like freaked out by Friday the 13th, know that it's about Jesus. That'll stop them, right? The Michael Bailey, a history professor at Iowa State University, he specializes in the origins of superstitions. You know, he talks about the weddings in the Middle Ages, for instance, were not held on Fridays. It was not a day that someone would start a journey, he said. It's unclear how and why Friday and the number 13 all became linked together. Some of you know that we get into a building. I think they still do that today, but I'm not sure. There is no 13th floor. Did you know that? I mean, seriously. So, it just bleeds out into the. It's funny how we know about science, that we know about history, and still this stuff wigs us out. And the fears of the day, they've not been forgotten forever, even, again, today in the modern era. Now, social media overflowed with posts today about the first Friday the 13th since March. Extra caution needed because it's the year 2020. Where does this stuff come from? Right? This is the last. Somebody said this is the last. You guys are kick. This is the last Friday the 13th of March 2020. So what else could go wrong? Hey, shh. Don't tempt anybody. Seriously. But no, there's some crazy stuff, and I don't know where this stuff comes from. I went looking, and everybody's got a kind of idea where it comes from. But if you think about like, the little superstitious things that people won't do. Was it, you drop salt, you have to throw it over your shoulder or something like that? I never get into that stuff, so it never really meant anything to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do I have time to do this one? No, I don't. But that's okay. I don't mind. Hey, did you hear that Nancy Pelosi's going to... She's going to throw a party for Democrats? Think about it. I mean, she's going to have, and people wigged out by it, or I shouldn't say wigged out. I should say they're teed off by it. Now, she's having how do you have a victory celebration when you actually lost like 8 seats? That's why I said they use a different dictionary than we do. We're on a total different planet than them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me after the break. And why is it they can have it? Now, it's not a Democrat party for 10 people, or 12, or 20. No, she's throwing a big shindig. Hopefully they'll all have masks on. They'll all be 6 feet apart. I don't know what they do when they're eating. Jim City Host, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROVE-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of, because there's a lot happening. Today, President Trump announced that the vaccine will be here shortly, and he's going to distribute it to as many states as possible, with the exception of New York, because now everybody jumped right in and said, hey, that's because he doesn't like Cuomo. No. Actually, it's because Cuomo hates the people he governs, and he hates President Trump. So what he has said is he will not allow it to be until it's independently tested. First of all, these guys are idiots because it's going to be independently tested. Scientists are going to look at it on their own. It isn't being pushed out by the White House. It's being pushed out by the proper people. But, hey, if Cuomo wants to let his people die, let him go for it. He's already killed tens of thousands of them to begin with. So let him do what he wants to do. You know, he's a Democrat. Not a problem. Joe Messina, your host, and guess who's on? Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always have a ball with her on the show. We get a little bit of a reality check when Sonia's on. Got her all pumped up last week, didn't we?
I'm not going to apologize for that because...
No, don't you dare.
It was spontaneous and it got me a ton of views, but I'm just telling you, I can't keep up that amount of anger. I mean, I know people love that, especially black conservatives.
That wasn't anger. That was righteous indignation.
Absolutely.
You were upset. Look, they're sitting here telling us that, first of all, let's have some fun with this. Lori Lover, whatever her name is from Chicago, okay? She's out partying with the Biden beanheads, okay, in the street. She's drinking and shouting and yelling and having herself a field day. Uh-oh. And then what does she do the next day? She cancels Thanksgiving because she wants to keep people safe. She doesn't want you that close because, you know, you can get sick with that many people around. But yet it was okay for her with no mask, right? No anything.
Okay.
Yeah, well, what it is it doesn't bother the Democrats. That's the problem. The virus cannot stand the Democrats. Go ahead.
See, I was mean last week, and now I'm getting ready to be catty. If there's anyone in need of a mask, for the obvious reasons, it's her.
Yeah.
She is like, I mean, people post pictures of her and Beetlejuice, the character from the movie, together, and
yeah,
there is no distinction. But the hypocrisy is what makes them ugly. You know what? Ugly is what emanates from within.
Right.
And for her to go out and party, and that's another image I don't want to see. I don't even want to think about her.
Have you seen her partner?
Yes.
It's like, remember Mutt and Jeff, right? In the old days? Well, this is Mutt and Beetlejuice or something. I don't know.
What did you think she was going to find? You know, it's just, you know, do what you're going to do. But don't tell the rest of us what we have to do.
Yeah.
And for her to go out and party, which, again, is a gruesome thought, probably maskless, which doubles down on that gruesome thought, and then for her to come back the next day and tell us what we may or may not do, I don't know. I obviously, we are sick of the hypocrisy of the left, and the fact that they don't see it shows you just how sick they are.
I think they know exactly what they're doing. I think they want the conservatives locked up, locked in their homes. No, I really do. I got to the point now. When
no,
you
look, I get look. That. I think they want us locked in their homes,
yeah,
but they don't see how hypocritical and how stupid that looks for them to go out and party, for the other mayor to go out and
oh,
you
yeah?
know, she and her husband can go out on the yacht, and then how Newsom can go do his thing, how Nancy Pelosi can go get her hair done. And they don't,
listen, she's having a victory Democrat party.
See?
I knew that would make you enough. But listen, you're a lot smarter than I am. And I was driving down a local boulevard today, and thank God my son was driving because I probably would have lost my mind any other way. So I'm driving down, and I see this waiter, waitress, what are they called, servers or something now?
Yes,
so,
you can't distinguish sexuality anymore.
Really?
It's
wow.
No gender.
So,
it's,
so yes. server is gender neutral, I take it. Okay, good.
Food server.
Good. I want to be politically correct, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I'm watching them walk out with this big tray, and he's walking out to the parking lot. And then he goes into this big tent. Okay, he's bringing people food. So I'm thinking, so you can't meet inside the restaurant, right? Because you got to have 25% occupancy, and they can't clean this thing. But you can go outside where they have walls around a tent. Are you hearing me, people? A tent, a plastic tent that holds, it has no problem. But you're walking with that food in the open through the air, because nothing could happen to that, right? Again, I'm not well educated. I barely made it out of high school, but this doesn't sound right to me. What about you?
Well, that's why when they double down, if God forbid, and I don't believe it'll happen, if there is a Joe, I almost said Joe Messina. Oh, I'm so sorry, Joe Biden presidency.
What would be wrong with a Joe Messina presidency?
That would be wonderful.
It'd be free spaghetti and meatballs for everybody. Anyway.
But if there's a Joe Biden presidency and they double down on this mask thing and these tents and all these random stupid rules, nobody's falling for this anymore.
No, what was it? Recent poll said 47% of Americans would not adhere to a mandatory national mask rule.
That's a lot of Americans.
That's a lot.
What are they going to do, jail 47% of Americans? What are they going to do? I just hope that the shop owners, they help us out. Because if we're willing to take the brunt of this, if we're willing to go out on a leash and go, no, we're not going to, they have to be fearless. And that would be a bit harder, because I don't know what I would do if I was a small business owner, or, you know, it's like, I don't know. And I've always been sympathetic to them since this whole thing started. But at some point, they're going to have to roll up their sleeves, bite the bullet, and go, you know what? With the backup of the American people, we're not going down this road.
No, I think a lot of people would go to the restaurants. I think a lot of people would back up those people. And I think they're going to be surprised. If they think for a second that they're really going to, you know, really nail us like this, I think they're in for a rude awakening. But, you know, you and I have talked about this thing a million times, like how ignorant people are. And you got this feminist, Naomi Wolf. I don't know if you've heard about her. She's well known, and she's come out. And here's what she said. If I had known that Joe Biden was going to lock down the country again, I would not have voted for him. Now, did you read an article about her just coming out of a coma?
No, I don't know.
Because
I don't. Exactly. But here's the thing, and I always say, on a good day, on a sympathetic day, I can be sympathetic towards the left, because I know that that's all, they're not hearing the real news.
Okay, that's fair.
On a realistic day, I'm going, how can you not hear the other side? You have to be willingly ignorant. This is willing ignorance, that you cannot click and find out some other information.
Yeah, well, you'd have to go looking for it. You'd have to study. We don't want to do that. Anyhow, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm saving the one that'll send your blood pressure to the roof for a little
bit
here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your host. We'll be back with Sonya Schmidt in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is again pushing for an aggressive stimulus package as coronavirus cases continue to increase across the United States.
Our focus in the Congress continues to be on COVID relief. This is a red alert, all hands on deck.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey, speaking to Defense One, explained how, although President Trump's stated promise was to withdraw American troops from the Middle East, he was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region in 2019 to secure oil fields held by U.S. allies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855. 732-5563, always a pleasure. Let me bring her on. I want to set it from like zero to crazy in a matter of seconds here. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She is the host of the Sonia Schmidt Show. And where can we find that show, Sonia?
Well, you just go right over to therangebroadcasting.com, click on my page on demand, and you can watch all of my archives, my current show, and you're just going to have a ball there because I have wonderful guests who I interview, and boy, I'm just shocked at some of the people who I have on, and they tell me stuff that scare me to death and that will get you in gear to fight for America.
Better get in gear. You people better get it in gear.
Bet.
So one of our favorite people, Mr. Oblamo, ex-President Obama, he's written another set of memoirs. And I said, because he couldn't cover it all the first 800 pages that he wrote, right? So now he had to write a second one. And you would think, just doing a little follow-up, right? A couple hundred pages. No. 740 pages in the second. He's rewriting the Encyclopedia Britannica. I guess he's the heading everywhere. But here's the beauty. He says point blank in the book that the only reason that Donald Trump got elected was because this country is so deeply racist. From a man who was voted in, a black man who was voted in twice. And we're still deeply racist. I couldn't smoke enough dope to have that make sense.
First of all, there's so many. Okay, so we said 700 and some odd pages for the 12 people who showed up at his rally. So if you divide that up, that's a lot of reading for a lie. it's just like Kamala. Kamala, whatever her name is.
I still think you should use the stage name of Carmel.
Carmela. She also blamed her own party for being racist when they kicked her out during the whole first, execution of their people. Nobody liked her. Nobody liked her. So they, and then what did she do? She blamed her party, and I don't think she saw it as that, but she said that they were racist and misogynistic. They didn't like women. So, but now that she's been elected, all that, including Joe Biden being a racist, is completely out of the window. This whole racism thing is playing out for them, which is why I believe they got 20% of the black male vote. And the black female vote, I haven't heard a number on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's going to be rising as well.
Yep.
But I think that they're, I don't know what the term is, they peaked their whole card. People are seeing what they're doing, and it's not holding water. For Obama to claim racism is absolutely ridiculous. This country and people around the world embraced him his first season. I forget, I'm in television. I call
first
it
term. Yeah.
Term. His first term, they embraced him around the country. But because he was such an empty suit who didn't do anything beneficial for anybody in internationally or in our country, that's when he went out again the second term, those rallies weren't quite as energetic. Yes, he won again, which shocked me. But he won again, but not with the enthusiasm that he had gotten before. And when you look at the Trump rallies, it's clear that there was shenanigans going. There's shenanigans going on.
Oh,
you
sure.
Can't. It's just like, here's the problem that I had when and one of the reasons that I deflected from from liberalism is that you have to say, I don't believe my lying eyes. You have to like throw away your common sense to be a part of this party. So when you look at the Trump rallies, you look at the enthusiasm, you look at his policies, you look at the list of what this man has done internationally, globally, as well as nationally in our country. How do you compare that against the nothingness, the vast, empty darkness of nothing that Joe Biden and Obama has done? Biden cannot be winning. It just can't. It can't happen. So when these liberals go on and they go, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing that's happened nefarious with the elections. It's more part of the same. It's like, don't believe what you see with your eyes. Believe what we're telling you. And more people are awakening and going, no, this don't look right.
You know what? I hope so. I hope you're right. Because, you know, I'm looking at this, and now you've got, what are they, Patrice Cullors. She's the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement. Sent a demand letter to Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And in the letter are the expectations they have of what he's going to do for the black community, or demand what he's going to do for the black community, because without their vote, they believe he could not have won the election. Who are these people?
Trust me, just like Obama, who was a community organizer, they have nothing good in store for the black community. So, you know, Black Lives Matter, do you know, I mean, I don't know, thank goodness, right now in my life, I don't have people that belong to the left, outside of my family, I don't have people that are adhered to the left or the Democrat Party.
I don't know anybody belongs to that.
But do you hear people who are chiming in and going, yeah, this sounds good, what BLM is saying and what Joe Biden and Kamala are doing for the black community or the people they're supposed to care about? Do you hear any positive thing, any point that they're saying is why they voted for Biden or why it's important for a Biden presidency? Or is it simply because they hate Trump because he's orange?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to what I've been saying for weeks now, and I think they hate Donald Trump. I think the hate that, first off, the rank-and-file people are only listening to the news. That's why they hate him. They do not know what he's actually done or been able to do. But I think the upper echelon hate him because he's shown people truly what they're about.
Absolutely. No, I see why they hate him.
Oh,
I get that. He's threatened all of their jobs. He's draining that swamp. And they thought that swamp was very secure. But but they can't be the only voters. So all these, all these people who voted or filled out multiple ballots to vote for him, they were motivated by hate. What about their lives changed so drastically that they would do something illegal to vote against this man? All they can say is that he's a liar, which they're hard pressed to say what he lied about. He's a racist. And like your lovely viewer last week was hard-pressed to come up with something valid that he was genuinely a racist about, they don't have anything to stand on. So what builds that hatred so
well, look, whenever you think somebody is against you, whenever you think somebody, you know, I remember growing up as a kid in Boston, I grew up in the Italian section, there was an Irish section, and we had what seemed to be a natural hatred for the Irish kids and vice versa. Because over the years, we've been told how much they took from us, and you know, they took our jobs from us when they came up here, and they were just scum, and they were being told the same thing. So there was no factual hatred between the two of us. But what it did do was, even back then, it gave the politicians a leg up in both places.
Interesting.
So, you know, and I see it in our neighborhood. You know, when we talk about racism here, it's really funny, depending on the different areas that you're in, you find that the racism is either black on white, or it's black on Hispanic, or it's Hispanic on white. And it's really interesting. It's what they're being told is the truth about the other group.
It's so interesting. But what turned me around, I remember seeing those signs on windows that said, no, you know, Irish need not apply when it came to job. And that was like, that's like, oh my gosh, so we weren't the only people. So it leveled out that playing field for me to go, we don't have to act like the only victims here. Because they would say, oh, well, you know, you're black, so they could see the difference. But you know what? Irish people had different last names, or, you know, they had different accents, or in those days they looked different as well.
Yep.
So I don't know why we don't have any sympathy or empathy towards other people other than the left has wiped that out of our...
Because it's us and our family. Look at the what's a common term, derogatory term for Mexican guys is wetbacks, right?
Wetbacks.
You know what they call them, right? I mean, when I grew up in my day, a common derogatory term for Italians was greaseballs, guineas.
Yeah.
Right? Dingoes.
Right, and you know what, and I, you know, I didn't hear a lot of those terms until I was late in life. I did not hear those, so maybe that's why I'm a conservative. Maybe I'm a little bit naive about those certain things.
You are protected, that's what you are. Anyway, Joe Messina here. We'll be back in a few minutes with the prim, proper, and protected Sonia Schmidt. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Clutching my pearls, as we say. I think I so missed out on a lot of that stuff. And in fact, when I heard some of the names that
the new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Let me just bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always have a good time with her. Helps us kick off the party. Well, our kind of party. Anyway. I don't know. Yeah, I know, right? Really, seriously. So.
Is it 7 yet? Because it's my bedtime. Thank you so much for having me on the first hour. Because at 7 o'clock is my bedtime. And I spent all day with my grandson going up and down ladders in a battleship in San Pedro, California. Because for Veterans Day weekend, or week, I wanted to share with him, you know, the military and the glory.
God bless you for doing it. That's great.
Yeah, but my old butt had to go up and down, 5 stories up and down, a battleship, and it was delightful.
They don't have elevators for us old folks now? No? In the battleships? come on. You couldn't get a couple of those handsome sailors to carry you up and down those
stories? There weren't enough. I wish I could have, but boy, that would have been
a little wink. Right? A little wink and a nod? No?
Wink and a nod. If I nodded, I would be, which is what I'm going to do in 15 minutes as soon as I'm out. But, no, it was wonderful. And then he got to share with his classroom this week that his great-grandfather was one of the Tuskegee Airmen who helped with the Morse code so the pilots could take off and on the flight carrier. So he learned so much, and he was so proud.
How old is he?
He's 8.
Wow. Good for you.
And, you know, when his aunt gave him the information about his great-grandfather, and she included the part about black men were relegated to Tuskegee, but I chose not to add that in because he is 8. And I thought that's too much for him, that's too much, it's too much BLM for him and the classroom, so I omitted that. So he showed the poster from the movie. He said, you know, there was a movie made from them, and he showed the medal that President Bush had given them. So this was a real proud moment. And then, here's the funny part. So then another kid came on, and it wasn't the kid. The mom did the presentation, and she started talking about generations of their family who came from West Point. Very impressive story. Incredibly impressive story. And I was like, oh, man. And then my grandson raised his hand, and the teacher called on him. And he said, were any of them in the Tuskegee Airmen? So the mom was like, I would just have to look into that. But I was so proud that we didn't have to go the black route. He didn't know anything about the fact that these were all black men and they were relegated to the. He just was so proud.
Good
that
for him. Good
I
for
know
you.
It was wonderful. It was a wonderful moment because I just had a conversation.
You just proved my point that I've been screaming about on the air here and going, look, you grandparents, you aunts, you uncles, they're not doing it in school, so grab your niece, grab your nephew, grab the neighbor's kids. I don't really care. Take them out to these things, and so they get the truth. They get the real truth.
Absolutely.
As to who fought for their freedom.
You know, I forget what the statistics said, but if you take your children to a 4th of July parade or you get them involved in that, they will grow up to be more conservative. They will understand. Yes.
Yeah.
So when you see people taking away, when you see the left taking away the 4th of July, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all of that, it's by design, people. Don't think that this is just because they want to protect you from a nasty virus.
Well, a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, it was a big to-do where the Democrat Party said that the 4th of July, the celebration of 4th of July, was all about white privilege, and it was really for Republicans only. I was like, wait a minute.
I've been taking my
grandson. Did I drink too much this morning?
I've been taking that very same grandson to 4th of July parade since he could walk.
Well, I hope you leave just before they do the Pledge of Allegiance, because I wouldn't want him to have to listen to that oppressive garbage coming from those old white privileged guys. I mean, I'm just saying.
And luckily his mom... And his mom's friends are seeing the light. And some of it is coming from me, even though they didn't understand what I was saying years ago when Obama became president. They laughed at me, and they told me I was imagining things, and the ostracization that I got in Hollywood. And they told me I was imagining things, and now they're getting it. Now, you know what, and I also think it's because they have a paycheck and they're mommies and they're paying taxes and all that they're starting to see what makes sense.
Wow. I mean, this is great. I mean, even if one bite at a time, this is great. Okay, another one. Try to get your blood boiling here, right? So.
No, don't do
you
that.
You ready for this one?
Bad last week.
So a journalist calls for Trump staffers to be arrested for crimes against humanity. But let's not call for any of the staffers that helped push the bill to kill millions of babies over the last, since the 70s.
That's virtuous.
What do I know? I forgot. What do you want from me?
Trump is evil, so therefore anyone who's helped them out. But they're, can they do this? I don't know. Does it go as far as me? I hope not, because I will turn you in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, look at this is what they're looking to do. AOC's talking about putting a list together. She has 71 million people she needs to put on that list the way she wants to do it, so she better start writing now.
A lot
of
people. But they have a lot of energy. I mean, I was booted out. I haven't worked in Hollywood since I came out as a conservative. Wow. I was always a Christian, but I haven't worked. I mean, it totally ruined, not ruined, but I have no income. And trust me, conservative stuff ain't paying the bills. So
because we're conservatives, we don't like to pay a bunch of money.
Huh? Well, what is that about? We're supposed to be about free enterprise and capitalism and stuff. And I'm like, can I just get something a little bit more than lunch money from coming to speak at your?
God. Oh yeah. You know, tell me about it. You Christian. I mean, conservative groups that ask us to come out and speak. The liberal gets $5,000 to do the same thing we're doing for a couple of hundred bucks, right?
$5,000 to do what we're doing. We get lunch. We get lunch.
Some places you're exactly. I've got gas money before, too. That's awful nice of them.
Is it really? Could you give me the name of those groups? Because, boy, what
well,
I
didn't show up with my camel or donkey. I actually took a car there.
Take a huge hit. We take a huge loss.
Well, we believe in what we're doing.
But I
realize that, but ultimately they would say no. Let's just be honest about it, right? Somebody on the left would say, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, if you can't pay me, I believe in what you're doing, but I'm not coming out. There's plenty of times where I've said, oh, God, I believe in what I'm doing, I believe in what they're doing, I'll go, but you got to give me some gas money or something. But I see what
I'm
you're saying.
Sorry, after Obama won the second term,
yes.
And I went to one of those engagements where I got a lunch, and I was able to sell as many books as I could tote and get people to sell. And as I was doing my speaking engagement, I was looking at a bunch of 103-year-olds who were nodding over their tapioca. And I was like, this is the army that I have to fight with?
Well, you can't. There's no way to get them all excited because they'll use all that energy and then fall asleep before lunch is over. We don't want to do that.
You feed them first before you do their speech, and it's over. So I don't know what it's going to take, but you know what? I am incredibly encouraged by the people who came out in these rallies, and I think I told you last week that I went out to a car rally, and there were literally easily 1,000 cars there, and you know. I just think that the motivation now for Trump is mega, and I love the fact that this man is standing up and going, I'm not going to let you cheat me out of this election, because we know all the stuff that they're talking about with Dominion and all of the stuff that they're talking about now that is fraudulent. We've known this for years, just like fake news. This isn't new. Trump didn't bring fake news to the table. We've been talking about fake news long before Trump
came. We just turned a light on it. I mean, he turned the light on it, and people finally started seeing it.
Exactly. Yep. So now I think it's right. It's a cumulative. And now that he's going, no, I'm not going to back down on this election, because we've known all these problems before. We know about Dominion. We know about the mail-in. We saw this coming. But now we have a fighter. So whether he wins or whether he loses, this has to end, because our election process is going to be, we can't trust it again. And liberals or the left will be in power forever if we let this go.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have no hope. Then we have no hope. And I don't want to be the guy who, you know, the pessimistic guy, but that's kind of who I am by nature. But it's true.
You mean person. We can't. We don't use guy or girl
on
the show. Yeah, that's right, Dave.
Guy, girl.
Yeah.
Can I get, it's gone. If they get away with this.
It's gone. I agree.
It's gone.
But I want you to know, some of the top officials in our government, a coalition of federal and state officials, you ready for this one? You don't have any liquid in your mouth, right? Top officials say that the November 3rd election was the most secure in U.S. history.
Really?
Well, you know what that means, though? Wait, you know what that means? That means they stole even more votes in the past. So we've only got them down to stealing like maybe 2.7 million. Maybe in the past it was like 3.5 or 4 million. You never know. Based on what
they said. Man, look, you didn't catch me in all the times I cheated on you, honey.
Where do you find Sonya Smith? Wait. Where do I get you? Where do we get you?
Yeah. Great broadcasting. Go to my page on demand. Watch all my shows. You'll love them, I swear.
She fell asleep at the ending. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.